With over 60 years of experience, their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to StephisGroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Hi, are you suffering from diabetes? Would you like to get off those dangerous medications? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we have a solution where you eat our low-glycemic ancient grain bread and go on our diet plan. Please call me at 954-541-4062 or visit our website, veganbakerymiami.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Jason Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department, a bona fide YouTube star
with over 3 million subscribers.
He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling moral decay and the news of the day. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Honk your horn if you're listening to me on the radio so I can hear you come by the studio. I'm just playing. I can't hear you anyway. Alrighty. Hunter Biden is caught up. That boy caught up, caught up, caught up. And will there be a reasonable doubt claim established in this particular trial? Hunter Biden is obviously being accused of illegally possessing a firearm and illegally filling out forms to purchase the firearm to start with. And he has people, they have succession of people coming to testify, and the biggest damning testimony has been from his ex-girlfriend that literally laid the picture out that he was just such a heavy drug user. And then they brought his daughter in to say, yeah, I saw my daddy at rehab and he had gotten his life together. He was as sober as I ever seen him. I wonder this is what I would say. They should never have brought the case up if it's circumstantial. But maybe, just maybe, I think the prosecution may have some evidence that shows that he was using drugs around the time he purchased the gun. Meaning that on the laptop, they got videos, timestamp footage of him smoking crack and doing crazy stuff, his cell phone records or something. Probably buying 8 balls from somebody the day he bought the gun. So they would have to have that level of evidence for this to be something. Because if they don't have that level of evidence, then there's this window of opportunity for reasonable doubt. And I think that's what they may try to go for, which is obviously if you represent this man, that's what you want to go for to get him off. But I don't know, man. I don't know, man. That guy was a drug head. And you telling me, I mean, it could make sense. I don't think it is true. But you telling me the guy's struggling with drugs his whole life. I mean, his whole adult life. He's just smoked out the last time you see him. And somehow he is sober now. And the first thing he thinks to do is go buy a gun. I don't know. I think he was high. I think he was losing his mind, high on them drugs. He went and bought a gun, probably because he's paranoid, all of the above. But anyway, we talked about, I think I spoke about Joe Biden and D-Day. No, I didn't. Did I? I don't think so, Nick. So Joe Biden, I thought he pooed himself at the D-Day event. If you see it, I made a video on YouTube about it. I thought he pooed himself. You got everybody standing up, and he crapsing down like he finna squat and take a poo. Now, I do acknowledge there was a little chair behind him. And so maybe he was thinking he needed to sit down. But nobody's sitting down. They're doing a ceremony. All of the presidents are standing up almost with their hand over their chest like they're doing Pledge of Allegiance. And he's like reaching for the chair. Then he freezes. Then he just stands there. And then his wife does the whole cover your mouth. Tell him, Joe, get your up before you embarrass this country. And then move the hand away from her mouth so we couldn't see. There's no way that Jill Biden just scratching her mustache when Joe Biden is literally finna pass out or croak or whatever he was doing. Embarrassing. I made a video about it, like I said, and it was terrifying. He's stumbling off the stage. She got to carry him. I just don't know how anybody will vote for him or think he's legitimate over Trump. They should have ran another candidate. I don't really know what they're going to do. They're either planning on cheating so hard that it doesn't matter. I don't know. But they should have did something different. Trump enlists prominent black Republican to appeal to their peers fishing where the fish are. It says in his last effort to count black voters, President Donald Trump, they say former president, he's still my president, this week met with students and influential alumni from historical black colleges and universities. Amongst those attending a Trump Mar-a-Lago estate at Trump Mar-a-Lago's estate in Palm Beach, Florida, were members of the conservative black student group, including Montgomery, an activist and founder of Conserve the Culture, whose photo with Trump during the former Trump's stop at the Atlanta area Chick-fil-A in April went viral. It was something I wanted to say, and I can't. Oh, one of the founders of the NAACP came out and supported Trump. Do we have that clip? Nah, it's probably old. Anyway, I think you guys remember on Tuesday, I believe, or Wednesday, I can't remember the days all mushed together, me talking about Dr. Phil's statement. I'm going to play his statement, and I almost said, tell me what you think about it, but you can't tell me nothing. Let's roll clip one.
I think you have so much to do, you don't have time to get even. You only have time to get right.
Well, revenge does take time, I will say that.
It does.
And sometimes revenge can be justified, Phil. I have to be honest. You know, sometimes it can.
But is the country better or worse for them going after you?
I think the country is really worse for what they've done. And I think you see that when you look at the poll numbers. When you see that almost $400 million has poured in since this horrible decision was made. That was a few days ago. Numbers that nobody's ever heard of in politics before. It's a great honor. The people of our country get it. You know, they're very smart. Taken as a whole, I have to say, they're very smart. But it's been an honor being with you. It really has. And I think you'd be very proud of the job we do.
So Donald Trump, Dr. Phil interviewed Donald Trump, so it wasn't necessarily his speech. It was my fault for saying that. Go to clip two.
What if when you win this election, you said, enough is enough. Too much is too much. This is a race to the bottom, and it stops here. It stops now. They've made a half a dozen or more major attempts to take you off the playing board, and you just said, it stops now. I am going to rise above this cycle of ugly. I'm not going to play this gotcha retribution game. It stops now. I'll forgive. I'll not ever forget. But I am not going to play this retribution game. I am going to put the American people first, not getting my pound of flesh first. You got to do what you got to do, but I'm going to put this country as the shining city on the hill. I am moving forward. I'm not playing the retribution game. It stops with me, and it stops here. What if you took that approach?
I'm okay with that. I am. I'm okay with that.
No, Trump, we want you to just go down. I think it's a great answer that he said he's okay with it and he can move on. But I think that this ain't the time for us to play nice to these people. We play nice. We say, okay, we're ready to squash it. They're not ready to squash. They'll put us all in internment camps if they could. So I want us all to consider that and remember that. Like, you can't be friends with these Democrats because they will backstab the living daylights out of you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, call in 844-900-7243. Call in 844-900-7243. The question is, are you voting for Trump? And if you ain't, you're going to be sad. You're going to live in a sad world that you believe these freaking snake oil salesman Democrats telling you something different every year on how they're going to fix the same problems they're never going to fix. It's really that simple. They're never going to fix the problems. And in a city, they're never going to fix any of that. They just talk a good game. They weaponize empathy. They do all kinds of stuff that I think is nefarious and evil. And that's the only reason they'll have an opportunity to do anything positive. But Dr. Fields, quit trying to make amends and let bygones be bygones. Like, we will do that at the end of this. When I'm picking you up off the ground, you know, then we can shake hands and make amends and say, okay, all right. You hit me, I hit you, we done. Anyway, let's continue on. Donald Trump came here to the great state of Arizona, and here's what he had to say in that rally, clip 5.
Hello, Mr. President. My name is Jeanette Garcia. I am an Army combat veteran, a prior federal police officer here at Luke Air Force Base. I've seen a fair share of challenges in my life. I'm a domestic violence survivor as well as sexual assault. I'm a single mother, and the crime rate's rising. I'm really worried about the safety of our communities and families. What specific steps are you planning to take to tackle and make our community safe again?
We have to back our police. We have to back law enforcement. We have to give them back their respect and their honor and their dignity, and they're great people.
I couldn't agree with Trump more. That's one reason I love him, because his stance for law enforcement. Hold the phone.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
If you've ever been in a health crisis, or maybe someone in your family was dealing with one, you know it can be one of the most challenging and even lonely times in life. And in that moment, when you have a difficult path to walk, you don't have to walk alone. That is what MediShare is all about. It really is sharing, not just each other's medical bills, but each other's cares. It is a community of like-minded believers who can pray for you and support you every step of the way. MediShare is the affordable, reliable alternative to health insurance, but it's about so much more than that. It's about peace of mind in the good times and the tough ones. You can call now. It is refreshing to talk to people who really are here to serve you. You can experience the difference the people of MediShare make right now and in the future, just when you need them most. Call now. It's 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Join us and don't miss a moment of the Alex Jones Show, your number one source for real independent media. Find out what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. InfoWars is pro-America, pro-family, pro-freedom. We are rebooting 1776. Exclusive reports, live coverage, information you won't find anywhere else. Tomorrow's news today. Stay informed by listening to KHNC 1360 AM. The Alex Jones Show on KHNC, the heart of Northern Colorado.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Calvin Crosby, better known as the Deafblind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Calvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
In all states.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Alex Tatum Show. I swear I'm falling asleep behind the wheel, so I got my little Tatum juice. It's not available for sale yet, but I'm still in the testing process. So this is a great time for me to try my own drink. It's called Shinergy. I got a whole cool story behind it, but you'll find out when it's available for sale. You'll be able to see it on the website. But for my Jewish people out there or people that speak Hebrew, you know when you hear the word Shinergy, you know what I'm talking about. So, Alex Jones, you know, I normally try to stay away from bashing the family members of people whose kids have died. But what is the parents of the kids in Sandy Hook doing? I just for the life of me, Alex Jones made some statements that were exaggerated, but he's a political commentator and he can say stuff if that's what he believes, but just say that he was wrong. Okay, he's wrong. No kid in Sandy Hook died because of what Alex Jones said. He's getting sued for like $1 billion. How does he get done worse than the man who actually killed the kids? Or I don't know if it was a man. I think it was other kids killing other kids. How does he get done worse than that? What about the school? Fail these kids. They failed the kids. They didn't protect them. How does a school not owe more money than Alex Jones, who had an opinion about something that happened? What about the police department? What about the city? The mayor? Like, all these people failed on some level. The parents of the person who shot up these kids or stabbed them, I forget what he did. What was Sandy Hook? It was a shooting, wasn't it? It was a mass shooting of a bunch of kids. Let me go to Sandy Hook real quick, 'cause it's been so many of them. Sandy Hook shooting. I guess it was a shooting. Okay, let me read this real quick while I'm on the radio. It was a mass shooting that occurred on December the 14th, 2012 at Newtown, Connecticut in the United States of America when 20-year-old, so he wasn't, he's still a kid, but he wasn't a little kid. 20-year-old, I don't like to say his name, he shot and killed 26 people. 20 of the victims were children between 6 and 7 years old, and the other 6 were adults, staff members. Earlier that day, this idiot fatally shot his mother at their Newtown home. As first responders arrived at the school, he killed himself, shooting himself in the head. Now, why his parents don't owe $1 billion? Because they raised this mother, you know what, and he ended up killing all these people. Sue them. Sue his family estate. Whoever else is alive that raised this fool, wow, how does Alex Jones is held more accountable than them? And I'm not saying to blame the police department, but they didn't protect the kids. They didn't have resource officers at the school that protected them. Blame the city. Poor management. But you got Alex Jones paying that much money, and now allegedly he has to liquidate Alex Jones InfoWars as a whole company. I mean, that company's probably worth, I don't know, $500 million. I mean, I don't say 500. It probably made $50 million. I heard rumors that he was making 20-something million on supplements alone. That's not including his production and everything. And this is what I think the solution is. If I had the money, I'd do it. He could liquidate his assets to a conservative that got a lot of money. And then they could hire him on to be a host of the Alex Jones show. Who said that a person who he liquidates his platform to because of he has to pay his debts, that they don't just rename it the Alex Jones show? Alex Jones 2.0, let him be the host of it. And he don't own the company. He don't manage the revenue. And maybe, just maybe, the company pays for his house. The company pays for it, not him. Maybe, just maybe, he make a measly little salary. But they're trying to bankrupt and ruin the guy's life because he made one bad prediction. When 99.9% of the stuff that Alex Jones be saying is real, 10 years ahead of everybody. But it makes me mad to no end, man. It pees me off that they're doing this to Alex Jones. And if they can do it to him, they can do it to you. I think the family should be ashamed of themselves for pursuing and going after this man when he actually had nothing to do with your kids dying. Whether Alex Jones said what he said or didn't say what he said, the kids ain't coming back to life. Whether you felt that he disrespected your family, he came out and apologized. What else do you want? You're not going to get $1.5 billion because he don't have that much money. And the little money you get, it ain't going to bring your kids back. You take him off the platform. What is that going to help? Your kids are still dead. And the kid that killed your kids is dead, and he's probably in hell right now. What is that going to do about trying to ruin Alex Jones' life? They say the family was harassed and all this other stuff. I get it. How could he be sued for $1.something billion? I don't think Bernie Madoff had to pay back that much money. Bernie Madoff, people were killing themselves because of Bernie Madoff. That dude stole billions of dollars from people, ruining thousands of lives, probably even generations to come. People's whole life savings was fake. He burned through their life savings. These people think they got money invested with Bernie Madoff, and they're zero. And I think the payback to all these people wasn't even that much money. Let me see. Let me look it up. Let's see. Bernie Madoff restitution. Look at this. I'm finna cuss. 15 years to the day after the arrest of Bernie Madoff for the largest Ponzi scheme in history, nearly 25,000 of the disgraced financiers' victims will receive $158 million, bringing their total recoveries to 91% of their lost money, the Department of Justice said. Let me make sure I'm reading this right. It says, for the large percentage, nearly 25,000 of the disgraced financiers' victims will receive. I'm assuming that they mean, hold on. Victim Fund distributed 9 payments totaling over $4.2 billion to 40,000 of Madoff's victims. Madoff's Victim Fund. Is that Bernie Madoff? Because I don't think he spent all that money. I got to read through this a little bit, but this is like it reads that they only got paid out $158 million. Hold the phone.
Delbert decided to have some rock piles buried. In one particular field, there was another rock still in the ground that had been a constant nuisance. Well, Delbert said to the crawler operator, "Why don't you get that other rock out too? It's too big for me. Bury it with the rest of them." When the operator started digging, it wasn't long until he realized it's something really big. When he finally got it out, it measured about 8 feet in diameter. Delbert decided to have him just push it to the edge of the field and leave it. His name will always be associated with that rock. Someday, some boy's going to ask his dad, "Man, where'd that big thing come from?" The answer? Well, Delbert Ballinger dug that out of his field. The lesson? People could dig up a lot of stuff that could be associated with us. It's important that we maintain a good reputation. It's also important that we don't dig up things about others, even if they're true. Because maybe they and God would just as soon keep them buried. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time home buyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Don't miss the Tree Farm's Father's Day sale going on now. Get that a big 5-year-old 12-foot tall Autumn Blaze maple tree number 15 container, now only $299.99. Get 25% off thousands of reliable shade trees. Choose from many varieties and sizes, including honey locust, linden, oak, maple, weeping willow, and more. Also save on shrubs, berries, and vines. Through Father's Day at the Tree Farm.
You take I-25 to exit 235.
then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. I'm going to tell you about guys about the Angel Tree campaign that we're doing. I'm pretty sure you're aware of it. If you follow me on social media, you listen to me on the radio. It's a campaign that we do every year. We do a campaign with them twice a year. We do one for Christmas and then one in the summer to help these young people whose parents are incarcerated be able to have an incredible summer, a lot of fun, meet Jesus, hear about Jesus, fellowship with others at the Prison Fellowship Summer Camp. And so our goal is to get 300 kids to the camp. We're at like 78 kids right now, and we want to hit the goal. We're going to do our best to hit the goal. I believe that we can make it. The question is, do you want to be a part of the blessing? One thing that I never do is I don't beg people for money. I'm never going to do that. What I will say that it's a great cause. It's a great organization. It's doing great things for young people. And the question that you have to ask yourself, is it worth it to you to be a part of that? Do you want to be a blessing to somebody's life? Do you have the financial means to be a blessing to somebody's life? Meaning, have God given you an overflow, which means that your bank account is good and your money ain't funny and acting strange? If so, this is a great opportunity for you to give. And let me just say this. When it comes to giving, I just want to give some wisdom. You know, in life, God blesses us all the time in many ways. Even when we're doing stuff we ain't supposed to be doing. And we say that one prayer, God, I swear if you get me out of this, I'll never do it again. And then we do it three more times and do that same prayer. The blessing is God keeps forgiving you and bringing you out of it. God, if I can just have that job, or God, if I can meet this and do this and do this, and God does it and delivers for it all the time for us. And then, in my opinion, there's opportunities to give back to God through service of other people. For you to say, okay, God, thank you so much for all them blessings that you blessed me with, even when I didn't deserve it. Let me say thank you by serving others. I remember in the Bible, and I have to find a scripture where Jesus was pretty much saying, you know, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I didn't have clothes, you didn't clothe me. And they're like, Jesus, would you quit lying, bro? You ain't never been hungry. We ain't doing nothing for you. And he said, no. The thing that you have, what you've done to the least of these, you've done to me. And they probably passed out when they heard the analogy that he made. And this is exactly how I look at campaigns like this, especially Christian campaigns like this. This is how I look at giving in general. It's like, don't get it twisted. Giving to others and serving others is like serving God. And like I said, if you want to be blessed, here's an opportunity to be a blessing to somebody. Go to theofficertatum.com, theofficertatum.com. Click on the banner right underneath the big image of me on my page, and you can donate any amount. $200 will help one kid completely cover them for the summer, but if you don't have $200, you can give whatever you have, and all of us together can make it happen. All right? I think I didn't say enough, but I think that it is important to understand things of God, blessings. And, you know, people may not talk about it enough. Or they may talk about it in a way that it's always, give me, give me, give me, give me, God. No, I'm going to do this so you can bless me. No. I'm doing this to say thank you for what you've already done. I just think of the story of the lepers when they were healed and only one of them turned back to say thank you. My preacher used to preach that all the time. I just want to be the one. All the mess I done done in my life, I don't deserve nothing that I have. I don't deserve peace. I don't deserve a good wife. I don't deserve a platform. I don't deserve none of this. It's only because God's mercy and grace on my life that I've been able to get to where I'm at and have the things that I have. And every time I give to the church, I never count giving in my pocketbook. I never count that. When I'm looking at my budget and when I'm looking at what I should spend and shouldn't spend, I never even consider giving. Like, When I go to church, I give. I don't look at my budget. I don't consider, did I just get that much money? What is that going to do to my bank account? I just give. When it comes to helping other people, like every time I go to restaurants, I give tips. And a lot of times I give a lot more than 20% because I have it to give. And whenever there's an opportunity to help my mama, opportunity to help family, I do it. And I never count that cost. And I feel like that's the reason God just keep putting more and more in that bank account, because he know I don't count the cost when it comes to giving to other people. I don't count the cost when it comes to giving to the Lord at church. And like I said, I don't do it so God can keep giving me money. It's that God keeps blessing me, so I got to give it back. Hold the phone.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-233-9639 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-233-9639. That's 800-233-9639. What do you have to lose? Call 800-233-9639. Again, 800-233-9639.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. To keep your family healthy and safe, it's important to be ready if disasters happen. Develop a family communication plan. Make sure your family, including your children, know how to reach each other. Make a kit with first aid supplies, medicine, medical records, and comforting things for your child. Finally, talk about what to do when emergencies happen, like streets flooding, a power outage, or a fire. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Ladies, welcome back to the Yasa Tatum Show. Nick was telling me a story about Joy Reid and how stupid can a woman be. You just wait till I launch this video after the show of Joy Reid and Byron Donalds. Oh my God, dude, it's insane. Anyway, let me tell you about Relief Factor, because she's going to need some Relief Factor after this verbal beatdown that she's going to get. Go to ReliefFactor.com if you want to get started. I'd say take the three-week quick start kit. The reason I would suggest the 3-week quick start kit is because you have enough to take it, watch it work, and then order some more and still have some on deck. Relief Factor was developed when doctors were looking for a solution to aches and pains, or a solution to better deal with the aches and pains, and they came up with Relief Factor. And Relief Factor uses natural ingredients like turmeric and omega-3s to help reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains that you're experiencing. And it doesn't matter if it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. And it's unlike pills that simply mask the pain for a short period of time and is literally masking and not dealing with the pain. It's like putting a Band-Aid over a scar instead of putting that Neosporin on it. So go to ReliefFactor.com. Give it a try. You have nothing to lose. It's a money-back guarantee. So that means that if it don't work for you, get your money back. Go to ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. So I guess what they're trying to do to Byron Donalds is that he made a comment. I don't know if you guys have the clip showing back there, but he made a comment during a cigar event, which I love cigars. I wish I was there, and it made me want to do a cigar event. And he was just saying how fathers were in the home more, even back during Jim Crow, than they are today, which means that the family structure was better for blacks then than they are today. And these dumb hamburger, can I say hamburger heifer? I don't think that's a weird thing. These hamburger heifers decide to criticize him and make a big deal out of what he said, as if every black person was under the kneecap of a racist white thug in Jim Crow South. I hate it. I hate what these people stand for, man. Every black person in the Jim Crow South wasn't eaten out of the hands of a white man. What are we even saying? Black people still had their own schools. Black people still had their own barbershops, their own restaurants. Black people still had a lot of their own stuff. And not every black person lived in the South. Byron Donalds is talking about, generically speaking, black people had fathers in the home. Hey, what are we saying here? And these dumb women would sit there and argue in front of the world that having a father in the home don't, ain't a big deal. Okay. It only counts for everybody else, not black people. I guess black people are exempt. They don't need fathers. Everybody else do, but black people don't need fathers. Oh, but the correlation between single mother homes and crime, there's no correlation. It's a correlation with everybody else, but not black people. You can't make this stuff up, man. They try to make race, they try to make everything stupid. Black people, you know, people say this country is racist. I think Democrats are racist. The country as a whole, everybody else is over it. Democrats are still racist. They still holding black people down. And they've been doing it from the beginning. They still doing it now. They used to do it with chains. Now they do it with the brain. They tell us all kind of crazy stuff because people don't know history. I studied Africana studies in college. And so when I went to college, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't know that about slavery. That's not what they told us. And even after college, I've learned so much about Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks' experience was staged. That wasn't a genuine woman got fed up on a bus and she refused to sit. She staged it. Rosa Parks had a car. She didn't have to ride the bus. She was married. You know, I applaud Harriet Tubman for starting the Underground Railroad. But she was married, and her husband was free. He was a free man, and they lived together. And so Harriet Tubman wasn't, at the time that she started the Underground Railroad, she wasn't on a plantation getting beat over the head with a do-rag on. I need to be free. I bet Harriet Tubman was probably intelligent. She probably had a look. She probably could read. I mean, people have this idea that every slave was just an animal. And I do not, not only do I not believe that's the case, when I did research and when I studied it in college, you realize that there was a lot of nuance to slavery. If black people own slaves, what does that look like to you? It's a fact that black people own slaves. Hundreds of black people own slaves in the South. In the South. What does that look like to you? How do they justify owning slaves? How do they keep their slaves? If their slaves run away, who's going to catch their slaves? It's the same people that catch the white people's slaves. When you go back and do the research and you look at it, slavery wasn't about race. It had nothing to do with race. I don't even think white people had a problem with black people. They just didn't think slaves were equal. They slaves were property, not black people, because they surely didn't go over there and kill the Africans and take all the black people. They did an actual transaction with Africans in Africa during the slave trade. And then they get over here, and what? Black people own slaves too. So that must have mean black people had to be at the auction. The first legal slave owner in American history was Anthony Johnson, a black man. Go look it up. Somebody said that one day, and I said, man, it can't be. It can't be. I looked up Anthony Johnson. He's the first legal slave owner. He had two indentured servants. He took them to court to sue them that he could have possession over them for life. And he won in court, and they became his slaves for life. Not every slave was in the plantation yard getting beat over the head. Some slaves were treated very poorly. And some slaves were not treated poorly. Some slaves were treated like family. Some definitely weren't treated like family. That's why when the abolishment of slavery happened, some slaves stayed on the plantation because now they could continue to work and get paid. They didn't have problems with their slave master. There was no beef and drama. Slaves would raise the kids of slave masters. And I would argue in some cases they were getting abused. And I would argue in some cases they probably were treated good. You don't want to abuse the person that's breastfeeding your kid every day, do you? Okay. So there was nuance. And the problem today with America and the left is that they don't want you to know that there's nuance. They want you to think that white people were the only human beings to ever own slaves, and everywhere white people go, everything gets destroyed. When in reality, everywhere white people go, things progress, and we end up with America. Show me a nation on earth with black people being the majority that's like the United States of America. It does not exist. You can't find a primarily black country that's flourishing like the European countries. And quit acting like black people just these primitive people that can't defend themselves. What about the Moors? Probably greater army than the Romans were the Moors. All black. Hold the phone.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTClub.com.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Then data rates may apply.
Uncover the truth about General Michael T. Flynn's battle against U.S. intelligence in Flynn. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com, salemnow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I just get so frustrated because humanity should be united. I mean, why can't we just be united? Why can't we all just get along and be happy? Why? When you're a rational person, you don't have beef with people because of color of their skin. I love white people. I love black people. I don't know a lot of Asian people, but the Asian people that I know, I like them. Mexican people, I love Mexican people. I know some African people, I love. There's people to love in every single background, race, gender, whatever you call it. It's people to love everywhere. There's women that I admire. You know, it's like, why can't we just get along? And then, you know what? We may have a difference of opinion. That's fine. You ain't got to like what I got to say. And I don't have to like what you have to say. Why can't we get along, America? It's stupid to me, man. When I'm out in the world riding around, minding my business, I go to the local coffee place and I say, and I'm nice to people. That's how simple life is. I go and I say, in my mind, I'm thinking, how can I be like Jesus today? How can I make somebody happy or do something positive, have a good attitude when I'm interacting with people, no matter how I feel? And I go to the line, I see the young person in line, I say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, I'm respectful. If there's an opportunity for me to say something funny and make a joke or something and they laugh, it's great. Thank you. I always give a tip. And then whenever I do so many purchases, they give me a free one. I always pay for the person behind me when I have the free drink. Why? Because that person, and I don't tell them to tell them that I paid for it or nothing like that. When I'm driving off, they probably tell them the guy in front of you pay for you. I don't need accolades or nothing. I just want them to do something nice for somebody. I treat people the way I want to be treated. I don't want to be mean to people. You know, I almost got in a fight with somebody at the Luke Combs concert because he was drunk and being a fool and almost got swept because it was like four of us and he thought it was he. So my guy was with us, he was taking pictures and I guess he was standing, everybody was leaving, but we tried to take some quick pictures because I was with one of my buddies on SWAT that I just saw randomly at the concert, and this dude pushed my homeboy and started talking crazy, but he didn't know that my homeboy was a cop. I was with a SWAT operator, me, my other guy was in the military, and he was about to get laid out. But thank God it didn't go nowhere. He walked off, we walked off, and we're happy, high-fiving people, joking, laughing, enjoying the Luke Combs concert. Like, why can't people just get along? I was the only black person there, or me and my homeboy. And there's probably five more people there if I had to roll the dice and guess. But nobody cares. We all listen to Luke Combs, having a good concert, jamming the music,
What's going on in America today that we can't just get along? Hold the phone.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens